I think it was the right thing to do. I think the it was a long time coming, and the county executive has stepped aside graciously in order to avoid us doing it forcibly. So I think the right thing's happened today.
Were you surprised at all by this? Because, I mean, he sends his attorney and himself, or I guess his attorney, to the meeting that you all had right after the misconduct convictions.
Well, no, I'm not surprised. I mean, I think what happened on what day was it earlier this week when we introduced the legislation to remove him, I think everyone saw what was happening, and that is that notwithstanding the county attorney's advice, I was going to force a vote, and I think everyone knew that bill was going to pass, and that probably changed the dynamic some. But it may be that the county executive intended all along to do this. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him.
Where does the county go from here now that he's made this decision?
Well, we'll publish a public notice in the next couple days, and we will fill the vacancy within the next 30 days. I suspect the vacancy will be filled very quickly, and we will appoint a new county executive and start a new, hopefully more positive chapter in our county's history.
Do you expect to have any kind of legislation coming before all of you, or you're going to participate in writing some? I know before the trial you had worked on the overtime measure, I believe, if I'm not mistaken about that. But anything else so that the things like this can avoid them being repeated if that happens?
Well, I mean, you know, you can't legislate every type of misconduct that might happen in office. I mean, part of electing people to office is trusting that they'll act within sort of the boundaries of normal behavior. This is one case where that didn't happen. So, you know, I think we've got a set of laws now that allow us to fetter out misconduct pretty well. And, you know, obviously we'll be on the watch for it. But I don't think it's fair to any new county executive to have him or her start their term by us passing a bunch of legislation that sort of assumes they're going to do the same things that the predecessor did.
How and can Anne Arundel County recover from this and the last couple, I guess, year of this?
Well, you know, time heals all wounds, they say, but I think we can put the right person in, and that person stands to have the job for 10 years if they do a good job, and then they're elected in 2014 and reelected in 2018. The person we appoint may be around for a long time, so I'm going to be extra careful in figuring out who I'm going to support to replace the county executive, and hope that each of my six colleagues will do the same thing.
And once that person, they finish that, how much longer did John have on his term?
He's got about 22 months left. Our terms are up in December of 2014.
So the person that the council or that's going to be appointed will fill that out, will continue with that then, is that right?
Yes, they will. Okay. They will serve the remainder of the county executive's term, and then in December of 2014, they'll either be elected to another term or they'll be elected in November, but they'll either serve another term after that or the new elected county executive will take over.
Are you expecting it to be a crowded field of people showing interest?
I would assume. You know, if the past is any indication, this is going to be – I'm going to set the record, I think, when this happens for replacing the most people during my term of office. I'm beginning to think it's me. This will be the fourth time I've done this. If the past is any indication, I would expect, you know, 8 to 15 people showing interest.
And what was the timeline again? I know you told me, I just wanted to ask you again.
We are trying to figure out a date for the meeting. I suspect we'll have the meeting the second week of February.
Alrighty.
The date has not been set. I think we're probably looking at either the 12th or the 15th, but I'm not sure.